The Rabbin Musser, Rabbi Phoebe, and Ali Shore.
I need Musser.
He hachmas habitzua shokola terakula. Musser is the wisdom for carrying out the entire Torah. B'kol medina yesh guf mechokek. In every country, there's a legislative body. Asifa lumit, Knesset, some sort of national assembly, or Congress. The guf mevatzeh, and then there's a body that carries out the decisions of the legislature. This is the memshalah, this is the government. It's supposed to enact that which was decided upon. Pasuk says, Shaiftim v'shaitrin titein l'chol, judges and policemen you should have. It means you need to have institutions, mostot shiput, v'mostot l'bitzu, p'sak adin. You need institutions that of justice that make judgment, and institutions that carry out those judgments. The binyan batim, in building a house, yeshna hachmas atichnon, there is the wisdom of the planning, the adrichal and the shartet, the tochnit. You have the architect, the engineer, right? The hachmas handasa, so the architect, the hachmas handasa, and you have the wisdom of the engineer, or the mandate, somebody, the guy that actually builds it, I think more is what he's pointing to over here. As you have the musica, in music, machaber mangina, the makela managinato, you have the composer, and then you have the orchestra that plays it. So, in the same thing, you have the body that legislates, the body that carries it out, the judges, the ones that carry out the judgments, right? The one that designs the house, the one that builds it, the one that composes the music, the one that plays it. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva L'Moshe Livnos Mishkan. We're in chapter 11 on Musar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to Moshe to build the Mishkan, Nitzava Betzalel Al Meleches HaMishkan, Betzalel was commanded on the work of the Mishkan. V'nemar Alav Betzel Kel HaYisa. It says on him, in the shadow of God you were. Ki Yod HaLakayven Heitev Seder HaBniyah. Because he knew how to order, to fix up properly the order of the building. Moshe Rabbeinu Gila es Tochnit HaBinyan. Moshe revealed the plans for the building. U'Betzalel Bitzalto, and Betzalel carried it out. And that was the difference. Kach halacha hi haikum mishpat haTorah. Halacha is the law, the judgment, the justice, if you will, the Torah. Meledet otanu malasa, that teaches us what to do. V'hochmas ha-musar hi teres ha-bitzua. The wisdom of Musar is the Torah of carrying it out, bringing it into actuality. Ketzed l'kayim ha-mitzvos. How do I fulfill the mitzvos? Right, the Torah says, I should love God. How do I love God? Right, that's what Musar is about. Musar is about taking that which we're commanded, the theory, and turning it into reality. As opposed to what people often think of Musar as being just the opposite, being the theory. As Yisturosel, Hinichu Anavim, the foundations of Musar were laid down by the prophets. The Mishnah Nigvala Mesechta Avos. The Mishnah we have Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers. The Gemara Mukdeshes La Haggadata. In the Gemara we have the Haggadata section. Asher Gam Bo Hilchas. Those are Hilchas Deis. Also we have Halachas in the Haggadata. Right, the Haggadata section, even though it's not straight Halacha, but it's Hilchas Deis. The Halachas of character, of how to act. Yadua ki Arif Zol Mevi Rak Halacha Psuka. It's known that the Rif, if you look at the Rif in the back of your Gemara, it only brings those parts of the Gemara that are Lamaisa, that are practical Halacha. And that's the way you understand the way the Rif Paskin the Gemara. The Yeshli Shtomim al Sugis Harabos Bagarata Sheriff Mevin Mishli Musan. And then we wonder then, how is it that the Rif brings all these Sugis in Agarata? What does he bring stories for? He's only bringing down the Halacha, so what does he bring down a story? Obviously, it's not just a story. There's Halacha here. Hamidrashim Vazoyar Kodesh. And the Holy Zohar, Hirchivu Hachmazu, have elaborated on this wisdom. Rabbeinu Rishonim V'Achronim, the our rabbis, the Rishonim, the Achronim, Hishlimu Ad Lahafli. They've completed it in a wondrous way, this development of the Chochmas HaMusar. The Merkaz HaLocha Omeret HaMitzvah Atzma. At the center of Halacha stands the Mitzvah itself. The Merkaz HaMusar, in the center of Musar, HaAdam HaMakayemet, is the man who's fulfilling it. I mean, the essence of Musar is the person. Shinui Matzavim V'chilufei Zmanim Garmim Gam Shinui Chiyuvim. Changes in situations, changes in time, create changes in obligations. Even let's say changing your place, when you come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have a change in your obligations, because now you have to keep those mitzvahs that are part of Eretz Yisrael. And they still, Rav Lesh tells over the story, I think it was Rav Kook, the chief rabbi of Rehovot, Shlita, who was in America, and he was invited for some, I think it was a fundraiser, a parlor meeting, and it was going to be at somebody's home who was religious, but not so religious, and he was wondering to himself, you know, like, what, how's he going to do? Are they going to be serving food? So he goes in, and he sees, right, they have some fruits. I think he takes some fruits, right? Then he picks up the fruit, and he says, whoa, 1 second. He says, what about Orla? What about Tevel? It was Meiser, Orla, is this, Shemitah, also, then he says, 1 second, this is Chutz La'aretz. This apple doesn't have a kippah. You know, I don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Right? So, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the fruit is from it. It has all sorts of mitzvahs with it. You have to be careful. You can't just go ahead and look at an apple, you know, make sure it doesn't have any wormholes, and make a brave parade and eat it. There's all sorts of halachas involved.